Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank
Amen.
You for the opportunity to be in the presence of you tonight. We magnify in Jesus' name. And we ask that you visit everyone tonight. Let no one Amen. Come back the same way. Father, let Amen. Your mind be communicated to everyone of us. And Amen. Let us lead march as more Amen. Conquerors after this meeting. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, my name, pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the topic is look at madness. Unveiling the secret to assured victories. Unveiling the secret to assured victories. And I'm sure everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to have victory always and every time.
Yes, sir.
Even if you ask the evil people, they also want to win, only that they want to win yes. the wrong direction. Only the wrong direction. So I'll read a scripture yes. that I'm sure many of us are familiar with. Galatians chapter 5. And the reading verse 16.
Galatians was a
chapter 5, verse 16.
Okay.
Okay. It says, I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, and so on. I will jump to verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Then I'll also read Romans 8, verse 13. It says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That is more of our anchor scripture. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, let me paint this scenario to you. If you are driving, let's use Lagos for an example. If you are driving and you get to the traffic light, you will see red light, amber, that's yes. orange or yellow, whatever the case, and green.
Yeah.
Now, when this light, any of these lights come on, whatever decision you take after that, it's at your own risk.
Yes, sir.
If the light is red and you stay, you are safe, right? If you move,
yes.
you are your. If it's
yes, sir.
Yellow, it means wait. You are just going to move. I move while it says wait, you are still yes. on your own. If it's green and you move,
good.
Fine. If you don't move, you are still on your own.
Yeah.
Because I trust my last yes. month in Lagos. They will book you for willful obstruction of traffic. Because you are supposed to move and you stayed.
And you are staying.
That is how life is. God will give you instructions at different points in life. He will either tell you stop, don't move, just stay where you are. And it can be very uncomfortable. Do you know how long traffic lights tell you to stay most times? Maybe 90 seconds. Do you know how uncomfortable it can be? It can be very, very uncomfortable. But then just 90 seconds, that's just barely 1 minute. See,
yes.
1 minute and 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
And you see everybody honking, pam, 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 move, move. You know, they're just very impatient. That's how you know, uncomfortable it can be when you are waiting. I mean, that's when you stop. God says, don't move, just stop there. And when he says, wait, I just, okay, when is the next time? When is the next time? You know, that's how life is.
Yes.
You know, if you really want to have victories in life, you must be ready to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, to the signals of the Holy Spirit, not just the voice, the signals. Because it's not every time you hear him say move or don't move. There are times you just need to be sensitive to the signals. How important is this? It is as important as you believe. Because in the scriptures we read, you can see that the Bible says, if you don't walk according to the dictates of the Spirit, that the person will die, will not die in Jesus' name. It says the person will die. And when the Bible says die, you have to be sensitive to what it means. When he told Adam and Eve they will die, did they die physically immediately? No. But everything you swear about their lives actually died. Their communion with God went up. Their victory over animals went up. Their sensitivity to taking the right step went. Everything about them went up, except that they were just living corpses. And that is how many Christians are today. They are just living, they are existing, but they are not actually living. Why? Because they went off the plan of God long ago. And just like I said earlier, that when God says wait and you move, you're on your own. There's no backing of God, because where it says you should stop is where these angels are. That's where they are supposed to protect you. That's where they're supposed to give you protection, preservation. But when you move out of it, the person has actually moved into any other thing that happens to you. Yes, the mercy of God may still be there to make sure it brings you back to the will of God. But anything can happen along the line. Another thing we can liken that to is navigation. If you are driving and you are using Google Map will be telling you, in the next 25 meters, turn right. Keep driving for the next 4 kilometers, then turn right. If by yourself, you decide to turn right before you get to where it says you should turn right, fine, two things will happen. Either it tells you that, oh, in the next 100 meters, make a U-turn so that you can go back to pass where you are supposed to pass. Or it tells you there's an alternative. It tells you, okay, take this other street and you still get to the next destination, but not without consequences. If it tells you to take the alternative, you can now meet traffic on the way. And if you meet traffic, anything can happen in traffic. There could be accidents, there could be people stealing from your car, anything could happen. It could be delayed. But the best option is when it says, take this route and you follow it. That's how God is. When it says, take this route and you follow it, oh my, you will enjoy yourself. Not, it doesn't mean that there won't be challenges on the way. In fact, the moment you decide to sign up for God's plan, there will be challenges, because Paul says that an open door and effectual door has been opened before him. A very great door and effectual one has been opened before him. But he said, but there are many adversaries, there are many people trying to contend with the plan of God. So there will be people that will contend, there will be enemies that will contend, both seen and unseen, they will contend with that plan. But there's one thing that is assured: victory. That's why the topic says, obeying the secret to assured victory. You'll be assured of victory. No matter how much they come against you, you are sure that you'll be victorious. And because your conscience is right, you can always run to God. But the moment you move away from this plan, your conscience itself starts fighting you. And when your conscience starts fighting you, that's double trouble. Because to stand before God in prayer is trouble. Except you are now asking for mercy. But you know, many Christians, they want to go their own way and they want God to come to the plan. They will say, God, this is the person I want to marry. Yeah, let's go. And God will say, okay, you want to be the driver? Keep driving yourself. But if God is the one driving you, you can sleep. You can sleep in the voyage. You know, that's how it is. Now, how do we maximize this? There are many questions came up tonight. Is it possible to be sure of victory before fighting? Yes. If God is leading you, you can be sure of victory. And what is the password for unlocking God's unending favor? Just be in the spirit. Listen to God. In following God, there are laws. Laws to follow. You can break the rules in life. In fact, breaking the rules is what makes you distinct from everyone else, like my small will say. But you can't break the law. When God's law says, stay on this path, you stay on that path. But you can break the rules of the world. I didn't say the laws of the rules. You can break it. For example, there was a rule that human beings could not run beyond certain miles per hour. And you say, Usain Bolt broke it.
Wow.
Somebody said, you can't fly. Metals can fly. In fact, his sons were the ones that broke it. The Wright brothers. Their father, I think, was a pastor. That's why even as a child, you must be careful what you say. You must be sure God is the one leading you. Because their father was the one of the people saying, you can't fly. You know, humans can't fly. It is, you know, they gathered together. They were official. They were scientists. They said, now we have agreed that human beings cannot fly. Metals cannot fly. Why? Because this and this and this and this. And their children said, we are going to fly. And they did everything possible to fly. And they were able to fly. So, in life, I'm sure the Spirit of God was the one that came into their children to say, no, the father did not listen to God. If he listened to God, he know that human beings can fly if they want to.
Yes.
So, the password for unlocking God's unending faith, just be God's plan. Just be in his will. You can be sure of people. Let all the wishes, the wizards, the enemies in this world gather together. Be people.
Yes, sir.
See the life of Joseph. Joseph got to know God's will for his life, that he was supposed to save his family from bondage. And the enemies, they came together, his brother, his very own brothers, they came together against him. And guess what? They started moving into God's plan unknowingly. So even if the enemy comes against you, they will move into God's plan. Now, have you not heard about pastors that, you know, some people come against and start talking negative about you? You don't know what those people do. They are actually making them popular without knowing it. Now the pastor may be opinion. Why is it that people are coming against him? But the way to make him popular, to make sure people are listening to him, is when people that are known already, when they come against him, and people now be forced, okay, let me even go and listen. I was listening to his pastor, and what did he say? He said, some of the people that came against him on social media said, let me even go and listen to this pastor. He said, the man now commented, they comment, ah, pastor, if they preach you, in fact, they preach. How did he get to know about it? Because some people were against him and they were publicly saying things against him. As I said, let me find this. That's what happens. Favor, you'll be favored even when the enemy comes against you. Why? Because you are in the will of God.
Yes, man.
The third question, how do you know you will succeed even before starting? If God says you should start, you should be sure of it. You know you will succeed. As long as you keep listening to him along the way. You know, if God says you should go on this journey, go from Lagos to Ibadan. As long as you keep listening to him, you are sure that you get to Ibadan safely.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, something may happen to your tire on the way, but you will still be safe.
Yes,
if he says you get there by 10, you get there by 10, you will be protected. If it means for angels to come and carry you, they will come and carry you.
Yes,
you know, a man of God was sharing a testimony, I think in the north. He said he was in a particular church thing, and they went to preach. It was on divine assignment. They asked him to go to a place. And he said they went. On the way coming, his car broke down. I think his tire burst or something. And he said he was there. He said while he was there, it was a wilderness, you know, the far north, like maybe beyond Vancouver and all that. He said he saw some short people carrying wood along the street. They would cross the street, carry some firewood, go to the other side. And he was wondering, what are these people looking for? Well, are they living in this place, this bush? And one man came and said, ah, you're in this place. These people carrying firewood, they are carrying the firewood they used to roast through at night. They want to kill. That's what they do. And I think the man didn't and went up. He didn't help me. Just told him what would happen and went up. So the man knew he was in trouble. And I think he started praying. And another man came, gave him tires. And he said, when you get to a particular place, is the particular town in front, go to the social shop, you meet me there, you can return my tires when you get there. So, and I think that's how the man was able to fix his tires and left safely from that place. When he got to that town, he was asking, somebody gave me tires in this place. Said, no, there's no place called that. There's not no street called what the street you are naming here. They couldn't find the street. Obviously, an angel came and gave him tires to the devils. Why? Wow. Because it was defined as signs. That is what happens when God is the one leading you. You can be sure of favor. You can be sure of protection. You can be sure that God is committed. But if you are the one leading yourself, God will be watching you. Instead of you watching God, God will not be watching you. Sir. Let's see what will happen to this guy. God will not watch us and leave us in our problems in Jesus' name. So, amen. What do we do? Amen. What are the steps to be taken so that we can enjoy this blessing? Number one, walk in the Spirit. If you remember the scriptures we read at the beginning, he talked about being in the Spirit. He said, when you are in the Spirit, you not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Lust of the flesh.
No, sin does not start just once. It starts by you being enticed. When the things that God doesn't want start pleasing you, you are already on your way out of the will of God. When God says, don't eat the fruit in the midst of the garden, and the devil starts showing you how beautiful that fruit is, you know there's trouble. There's already trouble. That is when you start taking charge. That's why God told this guy, what's it called? Cain. He said, if what you have given is not accepted, then sin lies at the door. No? Sin is just hanging around the corner. Why? Because you did not follow God's plan in giving. Then, what's next? He was angry. After it was God asked, you know the question God asked him? He said, why are you angry? He was angry. He did not control his anger. Next step, he killed his brother. Next step, he covered this up. Covered it up. And God asked him, why are you angry? You know? Before that, God asked his parents a question when they were enticed by the fruits in the garden, in the midst of the garden, that God said they should not eat. The devil asked them, what did God tell you? The devil start with the question, what did God say? Because they too, they've been looking at that fruit, because it's obvious they've been looking at that fruit. Then God said this. And the devil said, did God really say that? Started questioning them and working upon their intelligence. One thing is true about the will of God. Most times it doesn't appeal to your intelligence. It won't be most times what you really want to do. Not that God won't tell you to do what you want to do. In fact, God says if you please God, he will give you the desires of your heart. We make sure your heart begins to flow after the desires. But before you start aligning yourself with God's will like that, your heart will start fighting against the will of God. But when your heart, you have decided in your heart that no, I want to be following God's will for my life, you just see that your desire will be what God desires. You will only like what God likes because you have decided. Just like we said last week, that you know, Bishop Edeku was saying that God told him that you made a choice and gave the grace. If you make the choice that you want to be obeying God all the time, God will give you the grace to begin to do what he has commanded you to do. So what do you do? Number one, make sure your desire is after the Spirit. Say, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not be the lust of the flesh. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? What does God say about this matter? If you are not sure, pray. Check the Bible. What is God's plan for signing this? If you are not sure, ask somebody you know that is walking in the Spirit, who knows better than you. But in the long run, the decision lies with you. You will make the decision. Check what God says. Align yourself with it. And follow it to the end. Because until you get to where God says you are going, don't assume you have gotten there. Just be sensitive in the Spirit. That's the next thing. Be sensitive. That's how to follow God. For example, small things, you know, as little as you want to buy a clothes. you may just see a red light in your spirit or a gem light saying, don't buy that coat. You look at the coat, it's decent, it's not revealing any secret part of the body. It looks cool. So God is saying in your spirit, don't buy that coat. Just leave it. Don't buy another one. In fact, you may not even buy clothes again that day to be sure you are buying the right one. Why? Because it may look as if, what is it about clothing? But God will just tell you, don't wear that clothes. Sometimes it may be for a reason. Sometimes it's not just for any reason. God just wants you to learn how to obey Him. You want to go on a journey. God says, don't go on that journey. Then sit down. You don't have to go. You don't have to listen to what people say. In fact, most times people are wrong. The majority are wrong most times. So just listen to what God says, and you see that you always have this in life. Most of the decisions I've taken in my life, they were contrary to what I even think I should do. They were contrary to what my friends or family or people around me think I should do. But once I listen, and I'm sure this is God, it is the result that will justify the end, that yes, I took the right decision. So in life, if you want to win always, if you want to be assured of victory all the time, I mean, we are talking about assured that you will win, just make sure you are growing in God's will in life. And I pray that as you continue to do that, winning will be a portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So what is the take home today? Walk in the Spirit. Be sensitive to what God is saying all the time. The whole of Revelation came out of being sensitive. John, the beloved, said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He was just sensitive. He was ready to hear. You know, when you're talking and somebody is ready to hear, you will talk when you'll be able to pour your heart to the person. But if the person is not ready to hear, you just, if you talk a little and the person is not listening, the next thing is to be finding out to excuse yourself. You go somewhere else. The same thing with God. If he's talking to you, you're not listening, you just keep quiet. He's not a talkative. But you have to be sensitive. You have to be willing to listen. You want to buy a car, he's saying, don't buy that car, buy this one. He knows what is in that car, even if it looks clean. You want to go on a journey, say, don't go on that journey. So the next question is, what if I missed it? The first thing is, ask God for mercy. And turn back. Repent. Remember the first episode that talked about the prodigal son.
The prodigal
that
son.
He, when he found out he was wrong, he repented. He said, God, okay, let me think. Let me sit down and talk to myself. I know I've been wrong. This is what I will do. I will return back home. I stand the chance of being forgiven. I stand the chance of being made a slave. And guess what? God accepted him back. What about you and I? If you miss it, and I can tell you the truth, that once in a while you are going to miss it. One way or the other, you are going to miss it. But when you miss it, turn back to God. Like Papa used to, Bishop Oyedepo used to say that it is never too late to be right. If you are wrong, just accept that you are wrong. It's you and your God. Then turn back. God, I'm sorry. What is the next way out? God, if your normal Google map can recalculate and give you another option, God has options. That's why in marriage, you know, when you want to marry somebody and the person says he's not interested, just talk to God. God will say, okay, he's not interested. Don't worry. I will reassign somebody else to you and give someone else. Just in closing, before I got married, I talked to three major people. The first person, I heard clearly. This one, I had a revelation that this is my wife. And the person looked at me and said, no. In fact, the person started going out with one of my friends. And I talked to God. God, she said she's not interested. Okay, don't give me another person. The person said, no. I said, okay. The last person said yes. And I'm gloriously married. I have no regrets. So in life, if you miss it, turn to God. He will show you the way out. If God is saying go this way, and you need somebody to agree with you, and the person says it's not agree, don't worry. God will give you the alternative. And pray that even if you fall, the Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times. So don't worry about your falls. If you fall, just jump up again and keep walking. There's no problem in that one. If you miss it, maybe, I took this decision, I think it's wrong. Just go to God. God, I'm sorry. Go and ask all the fathers of the faith. Most of them missed it too, in one way or the other. And if you listen closely to them, they will tell you that, ah, I thought I should have gone this way. But when I found I was wrong, I asked God for forgiveness, and he told me to go. God is a God of many chances, not even second chance, many chances. You may have missed the first chance, but he knows how to give you another opportunity. But of course, we are not doing that intentionally. But when you miss it, even when you do it intentionally, just turn back. The day you realize you've been wrong, turn back, and victory is assured. I pray that even as we begin to listen to the Holy Spirit, victory is what we're enjoying in every area of our lives. Amen. In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone, just joining us. We're just rounding up. And I think right now we're going into the question and answer session. We are supposed to round up by 9:30, but because of today, we have question and answer time. Anyone who can still wait. If you have a question, you can ask. And I'm sure God will grant us the answers. In Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Have you been blessed at all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been blessed.
Okay. So, do we have any questions about following God's plan, about victories?
Yes, sir. The question I actually had
okay, sir. I think I have a question.
Okay. So let's know how many people have questions. We only have 15 minutes, so let's know how many people. So yeah, let's see. I know I have a question, Abby. Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. I have a question.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Someone has a question. Does anybody else have a question? Okay, so let's take those two questions. Just like 7 minutes for each. Okay, so
all right, sir.
Let's start with who said it first? Okay, I think someone said it.
I said it first. Okay.
Okay, ladies first after me. Okay, sir. Okay, I know.
Okay, sir. Okay, so my question is, you know, that part where you said that, you know, the first person that you wanted to get married to, that, you know, that God told you, and you actually went back to God. I went to go and tell God and all of that. And you know, I've had some experience where someone actually told my friend that God told him that, you know, she is the wife. That's what God told the person. And two other people actually have come to her saying the same thing.
Yes, I understand.
Two other people have come to her saying the same thing. Now she's not confused that what's happening, that these three people at the same time, you're not saying that God told me that, and she doesn't even have affection.
Hello. Okay, so while we wait for her to get connected back, I think our network or something. So I think let me just quickly say something.
For any of them. So in that, okay, sir, can you hear me? I think my network cut me off. So in that kind of situation, what can she do?
Okay, so number one, let me start addressing this from the main perspective. You don't go to any woman to tell the woman, God told me you're my wife. That's harassment, number one. You should not do that. Don't go and meet the woman and say, God said, you're my wife. Keep your God said to yourself. Meet the person normally and talk to the person. I want to marry you, whichever way you want to say it. It's your decision. God can tell you and you say no. So don't make God responsible. God can reveal to you that this one will be good for you as a wife. Fine. Now it's your decision, because when you look at the Bible in the Garden of Eden, God brought Eve to Adam. Adam was the one that said, now you are the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. So that's his conviction. Now, on the part of your friend, see, 20, if she's fine, if she's good, if she's if she has good character, I can bet that maybe 20 people come to her saying, I want to marry you. Or God said, she should not listen to whatever they said. She should even remove that God said part from it and go back to God and say, God, which one did you say I should marry out of these two? Or three people, 10 people. it is our decision to make, not their decision. Their own is to say, whether they say God said, or I want to marry you, I like you, or they are fine, whatever they say. She should decide who she wants to go with out of the two of them. And not only, today is not the day for marriage, but we'll still talk about it. Marriage is more than just God saying, this is my wife, this is my husband. You look at the character. Because after you marry, it's not just all the God said that will remain. It is the character of that person that will matter. So look at the character. There are so many things involved. But we are looking at the God said part of it now. Just our own is to go and compound from our God what God wants her to do. When she's convinced, it doesn't matter who said it the most or who is more spiritual out of them. If God says this is the one, she should forget the affection. The affection will come when God says he's the one. Of course, you open your eyes to somebody will not just come and say, this is the one. Of course, they will have the characteristics. In fact, before somebody comes to meet you, you should also have the standard you want. We'll talk about that maybe when God wants us to talk about marriage. But today, they're talking about listening to God. So our own responsibility is to make sure she knows what God is saying, not minding whoever is coming. Even if it's the pastor of the fellowship or your church that says God said, she should go back to her own God. Their own God told them something. Our own God should tell her something too. And that is what she should act on. Praise God. Do you have anybody who wants to add something to that? Maybe 2 minutes. Hello?
No, sir. I think you actually nailed it very well, sir.
We have married people here. Mr. Shegun, you're welcome.
Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. I'm late. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. You're welcome, sir. You are married. They have 1 minute. What should she do?
I think you spoke a reasonable answer. If God told somebody, this is who you are, you are my girl, or you are my husband, the person they are talking to need to confirm that from his own God too. I think if somebody said, God told me you are my girl or you are my husband, the person they are talking to or referring to should also, the spirit confirmed from him, from her too, or from him too. Okay, what this person is right, what this person is wrong. If that is not confirmed, please just stay on your lane.
Thank you, sir. I also want to encourage everybody, maybe those who are not married yet, go and watch this movie by Mozart. It's very, very interesting. As in, we laugh and also be blessed. The talk is more about marriage and, you know, making decisions. Very, very funny. And you learn a lot of things there. In fact, there are so many things like this in that movie. So I'm sure it will help everyone. Okay, so Samuel, your question.
I don't have any questions. The question I wanted to ask, you've already answered it in the last description. I wanted to ask that, what about if someone missed it, that can someone still receive instructions? Like,
of course,
to,
yes.
Exactly. So, yes, you already answered it, but someone turning
yes.
back.
The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times. So if you are righteous, yes. expect that you fall maybe 7 times too. Of course, you don't do shady like people will say. But if you fall, then just rise up. It's that simple. Fall, rise up, go to God. And of course, who has not fallen 7 times? Maybe you don't want to tell like it, but you know, that's still leading. Everything the Bible says, God tells us in the Bible, is still God talking to you. God says, don't tell lies. If you have told a lie, what do? Ask God to forgive you, and next time, plan not to tell it. Simple. If you have cheated someone, ask God for forgiveness and do restoration. For example, somebody gave you 2 people, 3,000. Share it. You took 2,000, lied to the person, and gave the person 1,000. The moment you realize it, go and return it. And if you can't return it, go and confess to the person, I don't spend your money, I'm sorry. And if the person says you must return, go and find it and return. But that's it. If you missed it, make it right. And of course, God will work with you. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you.
Do you have any other question? Or contribution? No question, we can take it. Contribution, 1 minute, and yes, please. Happy. Happy, are you there? Emmanuel.
Yes, I'm with you.
I'm still here, sir.
Okay, do you have a contribution? 1 minute.
No, not really from my end. I think I'll just emphasize the fact that you talked about restitution when you miss it. Restitution is important. Most of us, we chase forgiveness, or we don't give enough attention to restitution. It's something we should actually focus on as Christians. If you did something wrong, don't just ask for forgiveness. Try to make it right. And yes, also if you missed the line, like following God's instruction, always try to make it right. It's not just about asking for forgiveness. So, my end, that's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Then, okay, I think that is it for tonight. Next week, we'll also be another one at the time. Very soon, we'll be talking about something called the law of consequence. It has helped me so much. You know, every time you take a decision, like consequence. And sometimes it looks as if I'm probably like, I don't know. Most likely, we're going to take it next week. Or if not, you still pick something to be communicated to us. So please, let's come early next week and invite someone else. And yes, I believe we are all getting blessed. And I pray that God will also. Let's just pray 1 minute. Father, thank you for tonight. Let's ask God. We can all unmute our mics so that we hear our prayers.
Thank you.
Let's ask God to help us to always align ourselves with His will for our lives. That even when we miss it, it will give us the ability to always turn back. Saul missed it and never was humble enough to turn back. David missed it many times. He was always running to God, and God was always catching him back. Father, grace to be humble enough to return back to you, so that I'll be a man after your own heart and receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Grace to always remain miraculous. Grace to always follow your will. Grace to be sensitive in the spirit. Lord, I receive it tonight. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty
name.
Father, we pray tonight and thank you for the wonderful time you came in your presence.
Thank you.
And we ask that your grace will be sufficient for everyone of us. As many as have decided tonight to always listen to God so that they can enjoy unlimited victories. Father, I pray that the grace will also be supplied right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, as we begin to walk in your plan, I know there is something sure about walking in your plan. Victory, breakthroughs, blessings. Father, I know it will take some time to get to where you want us to get to. But through God, grace to stay on with you, to keep following your plan until we get it. Just like Abraham, just like David, just like everyone you chose. Father, release that grace upon us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And thank you for your answer us as we all sleep, grant us sweet sleep in Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, let's have a wonderful night rest. Let's invite
thank
others.
So
tomorrow is my birthday.
Ah!
Wow.
Yes. So I'm giving out.
Pardon for me.
So I'm giving out my book, How to Have Good Success. It will be downloadable from tomorrow. If you just log on, maybe anything from 9 a.m., just go to whatforcompany.com and be able to download it free of charge from the website. And I pray you are free to distribute, you are free to share with others.
Beautiful.
My prayer you made it to bless Jesus.
Your day, your year is blessed.
Amen.
Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you so much. All right, let's have a good night rest.
Yes.
All right, bye.
Good
night. Yes,
thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.